From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. is returning North Korea to its list of state sponsors of terrorism, a move that will result in further financial sanctions and diplomatic pressure over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
Should have happened a long time ago. Should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
Bruce Klingner is a research fellow at the Washington-based Heritage Foundation.
It's designating North Korea for what it really is. It officially reveals the nature of the regime. By not designating North Korea, it was really we were turning a blind eye to the nature of the regime, or we were not enforcing U.S. law.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the designation is really a message to third parties who deal with Pyongyang. He said he still hopes for diplomacy as a way to ease tensions, adding sanctions are taking a toll on the regime. Japan and South Korea responded Tuesday, welcoming the announcement. The North was removed from the terrorism list in 2008 after it appeared to be implementing a nuclear disarmament agreement. Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, faces the prospect of impeachment proceedings Tuesday that could lead to his ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Party Chief Whip Lovemore Matuki said the impeachment motion is moving forward.
Because we have accumulated 230 MPs from ZANU-PF out of about 260, and we already have the numbers to meet the challenge.
The motion criticizes Mr. Mugabe for being a source of instability. This is VOA News.